just give him praise just because he's good. Because sometimes he's good when we're not. God, I praise you this morning. Lord, I give you praise in this place. I lift your name on high. I empty myself right now so that you would be filled. You would fill me right now. Lord, and don't just fill me, God. Overflow. Yeah, come on with that. Overflow this morning. In the name of Jesus, we need you this morning. We need you, God. God, I thank you for what you're for getting us through this week. But Lord, I thank you for how you're going to bless throughout this week. I give you glory for it now. Before I even see it, Lord God, I give you praise for it now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. So I give you glory in this place. I lift your name on high. I create a whirlwind in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, I create a whirlwind in the atmosphere. Stir this place up now. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, God. 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 Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Sometimes when we talk about going back to basics, sometimes we just need to go back to the basic phrases. Glory to your name. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I give you glory in this place. God, I praise you because you've been so good. God, I praise you because you've been so kind. Lord, I praise you. Hey, God, glory to your name, oh God. Sorry, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't need no hold up thing or anything right now. Not trying to prolong the time, Lord God. But God, you've been good to us. God, you've been good to us. God, you've been good to us. We sat in our homes this week as we watch other people's homes burn down. God, you've been good to us. People lost everything this week. Sitting in a home watching people lose everything. Why am I quiet? We sing a song all the time that could have been me. Outdoors. No food. No home. God, I thank you. Lord, the atmosphere's been created. The water's already been troubled. God, we welcome you in this place. We acknowledge your presence in this place. You said something last night when you talked to us. You said there's a difference between being here and being present. You can be here. You can be physically in the building and not be present. You can be watching us online right now. You can be here watching us online and not be present. I ask you, Lord, I beseech you to be present in this moment. Because God is here. And he's come here to do something. I know we look good. I know we look like everything's fine. I know we look like we got all our ducks lined up and in a row. But God, we need some things. I didn't say we wanted them. I said we needed them. So God, I thank you for the atmosphere that's been set so that you can move in this place. Because as we've been taught, you don't just show up. You show up with power. show up to do something. So have your way in this place. Bless the speaker this morning. Use her for your glory. We need a word from you today. We need a word from you today. And we will be ever so careful to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, and to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. You are now in the hands of the praise team. Hallelujah. I said you are now in the hands of the praise team. I'm going to say it one more time. You are now in the hands of the praise team. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. This is corporate. Come on, hallelujah. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
You are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Help me say, Lord, you.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
You are good, you're so good, say.
Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. You are good all the time, all the time, you
my God is good.
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 People from every
nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
Lift your voice in this place and say,
we worship you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are.
Come on and bless the Lord in here, man. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Everybody, come on.
Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Everybody, bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless.
Come on and bless the Lord with me.
Your hands for joy.
Clap your hands for joy.
Come on and clap your hands.
Clap your hands for joy.
Everybody clap your hands.
Clap your hands for joy. Clap your hands for joy.
Dance before the Lord.
Dance before the Lord.
Come on and move your feet and dance.
Dance before the Lord.
Everybody dance before the Lord. Right now.
Father God, we praise you for what you've done. But we worship you just because you're God and for who you are, Lord God. We acknowledge you this morning, Lord God. We acknowledge your presence in this house this morning, Lord God. Father God, we acknowledge your presence in this house this morning, Lord God. So Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We continue to lift up our worship to you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Have your way, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Continue to minister, Lord God, in the lives of your people, Lord God. Speak to our hearts even now, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. Thank you, God, for your presence in this place, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, God, as we continue on in your service, Lord God, continue to bless. Continue to have your way, Lord God. Continue to meet needs, Lord God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day, Lord God. These and all blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You may have your seats if you can. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Anointing. Fall on me, anointing. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Without your Holy Spirit, God. Rest. Rest, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rest, Holy Spirit. In this place, rest, Holy Spirit. Yes, sit, God, yeah. And have your way. Us new. We honor you, King. bless you. In Jesus' name. You, but it's a new year. I don't want to do things the same. We made it through 2024. I don't want to do it the same. Thank you, God. First, I want to give honor to our founders of Restoration Community Church, Apostle Taylor, Pastor Stella. Our overseer, who I know are watching, my mom and dad, Apostle Fultz, Pastor Carmen. My baby back there in the sound booth, Deacon TC. Our senior pastor, Pastor Gary, Minister Lola, Pastor Norm, Elder Tracy. And then I just wanted to do something different. I wanted to also thank our leaders in the house. I love you guys and your support. Our chaplains in the house, Chaplain Karen and Chaplain CT. a lot of places don't have chaplains, and it's a blessing to have chaplains on board. What you guys do, we don't take lightly. Everybody can't do that, go into hospital rooms and minister to people in serious need. That's a blessing. That's a weight to take on. And our praise team, God is doing something with you guys. Rashad, we love you. You've been faithful from the get-go. Through the thick and the thin. And David, we thank you. We love you guys. You've been faithful with us through the thick and the thin. We don't take that for granted. Last week was our first week in the new year, and we were talking about how God has been talking to us about going back to the basics and revisiting our restoration's vision statement. And I've just been digging into the vision statement. And one of the things that God had told us was to pick apart our vision statement so that we can all grab hold to it. And we have a theme for this year, and we're just going to take it in pieces. And a portion of our theme for this year that we're going to do is walk out the vision. So for the month of January, we're walking out the vision. So I want to read Restoration Community Church's vision. And we're going to be reading this and saying this quite a bit, so that we all get it down in us. Our vision at Restoration Community Church is to be a God-centered, family-oriented ministry led by the Holy Spirit that walks in unity. And we shall be united to the highest degree possible, developers of dedicated and faithful Christ-minded individuals. And we shall continuously seek God's direction through prayer and be receptive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, united as one, for the repairing of individuals, restoring of families broken by the world, rebuilding of communities robbed of their capacity to live, grow, or develop, and releasing under the anointing of the Holy Spirit according to the will of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to continuously guide you so that you may shepherd others. And in parentheses, I put, or disciple others. So our main focus at Restoration was always to repair, rebuild, and release. So we want to address that. Last week, Pastor Gary spoke on repairing individuals. And this week, today I wanted to talk on restoring families. And all week I just, well, not all week, but we met Pastor Gary, myself, Pastor Norm, Apostle Taylor, and really we're digging into the repairing individuals, restoring and families, rebuilding and releasing. And we talked about that and been praying on that since last month, well, December, when we really started digging into this. And I was thinking of walking out the vision, and I thought of how at the beginning of the year, everybody always sets resolutions and goals and visions for themselves and makes vision boards. And then I said, okay, God, what we don't want to do, what we do want to do is we want to set something for this house, not individual goals, not individual resolutions, not we want to set something that God has for this house that he set more than 25 years ago. 25 plus years ago. And I heard the Holy Spirit say it's time for us to regain our focus, because our focus has been cloudy. We got some going this way, some going north, south. I'm going to go east. I'm going to go west. And then God brought me to when you go for an eye exam, the optometrist, and they put you in that little room and, you know, set you in the chair, bring that machine up to your face, and they start click, 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 click. What's better? One, two, two, three. And you know, three, four. They get you so, you're like, two, one, two, three. And I started digging into what is the whole purpose of an eye exam anyway. And when I started digging into what's the purpose of an eye exam, I found it interesting that eye exams serve a couple of purposes. One is to detect eye diseases, or cataracts, or glaucoma. The second thing eye exams do is to correct your vision, or to determine if you even need glasses or contacts, or it'll help you with assistance, or restore your vision. Okay? And eye exam will even, a regular eye exam will help you prevent your eye loss or blindness. And like Mother Loretta says, when they dilate your eyes, the eye doctor is able to see behind your eye to see if there's any health problems in your eye. And God told me that he wants to go behind where people see this prettiness and see if there's any health problems so he can start repairing and restoring us. Now, this is the beautiful thing about God is he's not going to go anywhere that he's not allowed. He's a gentleman. So a regular checkup is just to ensure that we're all in good health. He's trying to see. He's trying to go and do a regular checkup just to see where we need to be repaired and where we need to be restored. So if we're going to walk out the vision, I think it's important that we constantly hear the vision. Okay, and that's why I read it. And so I want to concentrate on a part of, we have a couple of scriptures that pertain to restoration's vision. I'm going to read, Pastor Gary read last week, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. This week, I want to concentrate on 2 Corinthians 5. Because I'm speaking on restoring of families. Now, when we talk about the word restore, we're talking about reviving, renewing, refreshing, or recovering. So, and I know everybody knows it, that you've heard the saying, hurt people, hurt people. And to me, I think it's amazing that God gave Apostle Taylor this vision and in the order that he gave it to him in. Repairing individuals and restoring of families and rebuilding communities, because it all is in order. One thing leads to another, because it takes an individual to form a family, because individuals get together, form families, then those families build communities. And when you look at tore up communities and you strip it all the way down, you get to an individual. Those individuals, more than likely, are broken, hurt, bitter, have been wounded, and abused. That's where it all stemmed. Back to that. That's where you got to get to. It's first repairing the individual. So when we're talking about restoring families, it is to repair or mend the broken relationships within a family unit, and then bringing them back to a healthier, connected state. So I was asking God, how do we restoring of families? And all this week I kept asking God, okay, how do we restore families after we repair the individuals? And God told me, you're looking at the picture way too big. Way too big. He told me first, I need you, daughter, to look right here inside of RCC. I was like, oh. I want you to concentrate on restoring families, the family unit inside of Restoration Community Church. Then I thought of what Elder CT has said in a church meeting, that it starts within first. And I was like, okay, God, I hear you. We've got to start within restoring the family unit here, our church family, the family unit. We've got to rebuild the bond. We've got to get back to a healthier state. We've got to reconnect what's been lost. We've got to heal wounds. We've got to improve communication. Restoring of families. And we've also got to let go of the past residue. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. And I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible 15. Or 14. Okay, yeah, I'm going to start where it says, our firm. Our firm decision is to work from this focus center. One man died for everyone. So that puts everyone in the same boat. Nobody's better than anybody. He included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life, a resurrection life. A far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new, is restored. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. Look at it. All this comes from God, who settled the relationship between us and him, and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the whole square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start, restored, by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. Watch this, y'all. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How, you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. So we're the ones that are Christ's representatives. And we're the ones that are supposed to make it right between each other. It says to drop the differences. So this is what I got out of it, that we can't persuade others to drop the differences if we're walking around carrying huge bags of, you remember when? I still remember when you told me, I still remember when she told me, she said, I still remember when, I remember in 2004 when he said, I remember in 2010 when she said. We can't persuade other people to drop any differences when I'm still lugging around a bag of remember whens. And we drag it in here week after week. Let go of the past residue and let's be restored. Restoring of families. God wants to restore our family unit. When he restores, he makes us new. And people will see the change. So I thought of a testimony. I was thinking of a real life situation. When my mom was here last month, my parents had to come back out for doctor's appointment, and she was asking one of my really good friends, how did you guys become so close? Or no, were y'all always close or something, she said. And I was like, mm-mm. I said, because back in the day, she used to run her mouth about everybody's business. She would come, talk to me, and she would tell me everybody's business. And I wouldn't tell her none of my business because of that. I met her way back 30 years ago. And then I started just watching her transform. That's the word God gave me this year. Before my very eyes, I saw how God started changing her. Because when God makes us new, others should be able to see the change. You don't have to announce it. You ain't got to print it on your t-shirt. You ain't got to put it on your car tag. Others should see the change. I saw the change in her life. And it seemed like we just started getting closer with that. Then I started noticing her life was changing. And we just started drawing closer. Then I was able to start sharing stuff with her and knowing that she would cover me. I could give her my heart and some of my things that I was dealing with. And I knew she was covering me in prayer and not taking it, you know, to the local news. And our relationship changed and we became closer. When God starts restoring you, there's a change in your conduct. And it's so obvious to people. Because then people will start going, oh, I'm sorry, girl. I shouldn't have said that in front of you. You ain't got to come in the room and tell, I'm here, I'm saved. And don't start saying that all in front of me. You don't even have to do that. People just know something different about her. Yeah, I'll stop. You know, Sabrina's here. Don't do that. Restoring of families. When God restores you, makes you new, there's a whole aura about you that's different. Testimony of myself. Mom was asking some friends the same thing about me, and they were like, we didn't like Sabrina. Nope. When she got to restoration, nobody fooled with her. She was standoffish, especially women. Mama, no. And things in life came at me, and God had to change me and take down some walls. My conduct changed. My conversation changed. My attitude changed. God will restore you, and he will repair the individual. God knows exactly what you need. This is repairing of families. Part of our vision, it says, repairing of families broken by the world. When you've been bruised and wounded, God will restore you. Another scripture I want to read is out of Ephesians 4, starting with verse 25. Before I read it, this is Paul's backstory. He's telling them, you know, to don't act like you don't know. You know how your mama would warn you before you went in a store or to somebody's house. Look, act like you got some sense. Don't act like you don't have no home training. This is what he was telling them, okay? Before you get to verse 25, y'all been taught. This is what he was telling them. Like, look, now you know you've been taught already. So don't act like you don't have no home training. You've been taught the truth. You know how to take off the old self. That's what we're doing right here. Put the old self to death. That's the whole purpose of the fast, right? We're putting the old self to death. Put on the new self so you can look like me. Put on the new self so you can look like Christ. And when we say look like Christ, we're not saying to come look like Christ just in church. We're saying look like Christ even when you're not around anybody in the church. So if I come around the corner and sneak up on you, you should still look like Christ. It shouldn't be, oh, hey, Apostle Taylor, hey, how you doing? You shouldn't look shocked. Verse 25, Ephesians 4:25. It says, therefore, putting away lying, speak the truth, each one of you to his neighbor or to his brother and his sister, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. Let the thief no longer steal. Instead, he is to do honest work with his own hands so that he has something to share with anyone in need. No foul language should come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need so that it gives grace to those who hear. And don't grieve God's Holy Spirit. You were sealed by him for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, anger, and wrath, shouting, and slander be removed from you, along with all malice. Okay. And be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another in 2 years. Okay. In 6 months. In 2 weeks. Forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. Unity comes naturally when other things are in place. This is what God showed me. We're always pushing unity. But we've got to get repaired and we have to be restored. And God wants to restore our family unit, our church unit, our church family, our natural families. So that we can encourage and pray for others who are suffering with broken families and need mending. Now, I stand in a transparent moment. Me and my baby, we have broken family issues. He's disconnected from his daughter. So it's not like it's just a y'all and we good. We've been praying and standing for restoration in our own family. Real talk. Repairing individuals, restoring a families. This is something we've been praying for. But it starts here. This is something God wants to do. He wants to repair us and he wants to restore us. God showed me a chair. If you guys saw a chair that had two or three legs missing, instead of all four legs, would you just jump in it and sit? You wouldn't, because you would know already that it was unstable. It's the same thing about unity. It takes all four legs. And the four legs I wrote down, one leg is communication, one leg is relationship, one leg is love, and one leg is trust. We've got to have all that here in the house. We've got to have communication with one another. We've got to have relationship with one another. We've got to have love with one another, and we've got to trust one another. And on the very top where we would sit is unity. We can't have that without all four legs. That's where it comes. So if one thing is missing, it's not stable. Just one thing missing. But it begins with us here in the house. It begins within. We've got to allow God, the gentleman, to repair us and then allow him to start restoring our family unit. And then we'll see change. We'll see change. We'll see change. But it begins here. This is my prayer of restoration. I don't want to see us do 2025 the same old way. I don't even want to see us do church. I want to see us do disciples. Let's start discipling one another. Let's start walking alongside each other. If I'm not well, you shouldn't be well. It's more than just coming to church on Sunday. It's so much more. And it's more than filling up every pew. This is a family unit. But God wants us whole. He wants us repaired as individuals. He didn't take us back to the vision for nothing. Come up. Everybody come up, please. This year is about soul searching. It's about making disciples. Tiffany, it's so good to see you this week. I was asking you about you just 2 weeks ago. It's about discipleship. When I hadn't seen you, I was asking about you, and that's discipleship. We should be worried when we don't see somebody. Thank you, God. Thank you. And I want everybody to grab a hand, connect with somebody. We don't want growth just in numbers. We want growth in your life. Transformation, God. We bless you. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this new year. We thank you, God, for a new year, God, you blessed us with. We're believing you, God, hallelujah, for your vision to come and be manifest in this place, God. Transformation now in the name of Jesus. Change us, God. Grow us, God. Make us new in the name of Jesus, God. That we won't be the same this year. God, help us to walk and be new, God. Help us to open ourselves, God, and allow you in to make change in this place, oh God, in us, in this vessel, oh God. Hallelujah. God, Restoration Community Church, repair us, God. Restore us, God. Rebuild us, God. Hallelujah. Heal us, oh God. Oh God, every broken place. Heal us, God. Mend us, God. Hallelujah. The dark places, God. Show us, God. Go into those places, God, that nobody knows of, God, and heal us now in the name of Jesus. God, we need you now, God, to make us new, God, that we don't stay the same this year, God, that we open ourselves, God, so that you can transform us, God. Every hurt, God, every broken place, God, I pray, God, that you would do your work now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Make us new, God, in this place, God. Hallelujah. That you would use us, God. That we would be the people that you could use us, God. That people would see change in us, oh God. That they would want to come in, God, and fall down on bended knees, God. That they would know, God, and it was you that did it, God. That you made change in us, God. We thank you right now, God. Help us not to hold on to those old things. Help us not to hold on to residue, God. Help us to forgive one another quickly, God. So that you would be glorified, God, that you would be worshiped, God, in this place, God, from a clean place, from a clean heart, God. We thank you right now, God. Use us, God, in a mighty way, God. We thank you, God, that your spirit would reign in this place, God. We thank you right now, God. We magnify you, God. Be thou lifted up in this place, in Restoration Community Church, God. We thank you right now. Help us, God, to let go of all the dead weight, God, that you can be lifted up in this place. Help us to let go of all the dead weight, all the dead things, God. We thank you right now. Be lifted up, God. Be glorified in this place, God. Hallelujah. Make us new, God, in this place, God. Make us new. Transform us, God. Have your way in our lives, God, we pray. Have your way in our lives, God. We thank you, God. You've been so good to us, God. Have your way in our lives. Never the same, God. We don't want to be the same this year. We don't want to be the same, God. Restore us, God, we pray. Bind us together as a family unit. Repair our families, God. Repair our families, God. Repair our families, God. Our children. Hallelujah, our children. Help us to pray for our children like never before. Protect our children, God. Watch over our children, God. Young and adult children, watch over our children, God. Help us to war over our children, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for protecting our children. Help us to pray for our children, God. We thank you. Thank you for trusting us to be the parents of our children. Oh, God, help us not to give up, but to war over our children. You are great. You are mighty. You see all and you know all. Even when we can't see them, God, you watch over them. You are a restorer of families. There is nothing too hard for you, God. We bless you, God, and we thank you. Watch over our children. Every relationship that's broken in this circle, God, we thank you right now for restoring. Reconciliation now in the name of Jesus. Reconciliation now, God. When it looks impossible, God, you are the God of the impossible, God. Thank you, God, for restoring. Thank you for reconciling, God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to stand on your word, oh God. We're going to see great testimonies from this day forward. We'll say that you did it, oh God. Mend our broken hearts, oh God. Heal us, God. Mentally, God. Physically, oh God. Spiritually, God. Financially, oh God. Heal us. Mend us, oh God. From within, oh God. Do your mighty work, oh God. You're a great God. Nothing too hard for you. We honor you, King. We lift you up. In the name of Jesus, we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, God. We'll give you glory. Thank you, God.
Everybody, just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Listen to me real quick. There are a lot of things that were just left on this altar. And some of us physically felt a heaviness lifted from us. Do not be surprised when that thing tries to come back. First off, another thing that she just said, and the word that she gave was reconciliation. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And God has given himself to us and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What that mean? We are called. God, I'm not saying you're a preacher or a minister, but God gave you a ministry to fix some things. As she said once before, we've been called, now you know in the word that we've been called to a ministry of reconciliation. The brokenness has been repaired in our families right now. But now we got to take that wholeness that we just received today and take that back to our other families, to our uncles, to our aunties. You're the one at the reunion that ain't nobody going to want to talk to. But they don't understand that you are the very one that they need to talk to. Because God has given you the ministry of putting all of them back together. I know sometimes, it's, and especially when me in my case, because every time I go down to Miami, people want to remind me of stuff I did in 1984. But that ain't norm no more. This is Norman, and this is God who God called to put some things together. We can put together this whole community. We can, I'm just saying. We've been praying. Look, the people in the cubicles next to you, the ones that you avoid, yeah, them. And I'm saying that to myself as I say that to everybody else. But recognize that God is moving in this place. Another thing, too, there's a house down on the corner that's being built. And it's not complete yet, but it's getting. We were riding past it this morning, and the Holy Spirit said, that's y'all. Ooh, that's me and Tracy? No, that's RCC. The foundation's laid. They're starting to put in some plywood and some other things. But soon and very soon, that house will be, you'll be able to live in that house. It ain't there yet, but it's getting there. As we learn how to lock in together, like you were saying today, I'm not going to sit on a chair. I'm not going to sit in a chair with three legs on it. I know it can't hold my weight.
Like I've been saying, unity. It starts with us in the repair, rebuilding, restore. United as one. We got to first work on us. Get right. So you can help the family get right. Amen. 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 We have a couple more things we need to take care of yet. Be mindful of the others, amen? As you may return to your seats, you got to take care of a couple more other things. But I just want you to know, amen. Brothers, all the men, Apostle, CT, Elder CT, Minister. Deacon, can you come forward for a little while? We're going to stay right in this spot. That's good.
I'm coming down to be in prayer for my wife's sister, which is in the hospital. Stay together as a family. It seems to be a problem. And I know God can fix it. I know He can fix it. That's what I like to do. Just to get together and pray.
Father, we thank you and we bless you this day for your healing virtue flowing already in the name of Jesus. God, as he opened his mouth and spoke the words, Lord God, God, you are already on the move. I thank you and I bless you, O God, for your healing virtue flowing through his family. Not just physical healing, God, but spiritual healing to every heart, every mind, every member, younger, older, God. Thank you, Father, that as those things have been released from him, forgiveness has been given. He'll pass that forgiveness on to them. Then they will forgive. They will release, God. Hallelujah, those things that have been held on to. God, we bless you for it now, and we look for testimony, look for manifestation of it, God, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen, amen. Build the truth.
A few brief announcements to please take care to. Remember, we are continuing on in our fast Tuesday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you have any questions, you can see Pastor Sabrina, and there's also a sheet on the table if you're not familiar with what we can and cannot. Also, Bible study. I do have a few books. They are $20 each. We will start Bible study this Wednesday on Zoom. And Sister Karen asked that you be prepared with at least the first 3 days. What we're doing a little bit different is we're splitting the session up to 2 weeks. So you will have 2 weeks to complete all of the session, but be prepared to at least discuss the first 3 days of session one. Also, RCC game night, the 24th of this month, 6 p.m. right here at RCC. There's a sign-up sheet with a list of things that you can put down that you're going to bring. The church will supply hamburgers and hot dogs. Also, pray at the pump, April 12th. Continue to donate towards that, please. And that is all I have concerning announcements. We'll go ahead and do offering. Please prepare yourself for tithes and offering. Amen. The word tells us to give, and it shall be given back to us. Amen. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. I ask that you follow the direction of the usher from the rear.
And I'm asking everyone, please, come by and at least touch the basket, please. Whether you have it to give this time or not, I'm asking everyone to come by and at least touch, that God may bless you next time to be able to give. Amen.
This offering. We thank you for those who gave, Father God, and those who do not have. Father God, we thank you and may it be used for the purposes for which it was taken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wasn't today wonderful? That word that went forth was a blessing. Hold on to that. Keep it and share it with someone else. Freely she gave, freely you receive. Now share it, amen? If there are no further announcements, let us stand. Be mindful, we still have other things going on in the sanctuary, so in your departure, please keep the volume down to a minimum, please. Father God, we thank you now for having been with us, Father. We ask you to bless as only you can, Father God. We thank you for coming to see about us. But Father God, as we prepare now to leave this place, but never your presence, bless those that have joined us, Father God, out in the internet land, out on Facebook and YouTube and on the websites, Father God, that they have heard and received something, Father God, that will strengthen them, encourage them to seek you. Go with us now, and we will be forever careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go in peace.